From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 29th, 2013. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what's going on with this beeping and splashing. And here's a hint. If you had fins and heard this, you might soon have a stunning experience.
Is everybody's hand out of the water?
If you guessed fish sampling, you are right. Those were sounds from an electrofishing demonstration during a May 2013 Virginia Master Naturalist field trip on stream and river fish. Led by Jamie Roberts, a Virginia Tech research scientist, participants learned about three fish assessment techniques commonly used by fishery managers and by fish scientists, or ichthyologists. For some more details on fish sampling in streams, let's listen to a two-minute excerpt from Dr. Roberts' session.
So one of the things I want us to notice as we're sampling is what we catch with different types of gears, with different types of methods, and then what we catch in different types of habitats. So there's really essentially three different types of habitats that we have here. You have that shallow, turbulent stuff we in the stream ecology world tend to call riffles. You have these sort of deeper, still somewhat high velocity areas called runs, and then you have still waters, which we call pools. And then the three gear types that I want to play with are electrofishing with a dip net, which we'll do in pools, electrofishing into a stationary seine, so this is a seine net, and then sweeping a seine around like crazy and just seeing what we can get, like a old-timey ichthyologist would. We'll do some sampling that is more like the golden days of ichthyology before we had $10,000 electrofishers. Ichthyologists often rely on electrofishers of one type or another to catch fish because it sort of brings fish out of the woodwork. Fish are in this environment that's very difficult for us to access and see through and everything. And electricity is sort of the equalizer. It makes fish a lot easier to catch. There are electrofishers that are mounted on boats. There are electrofishers that are mounted on barges that you tow around, and this is called a backpack electrofisher. It's powered by a DC battery. It looks a lot like a motorcycle battery, and it produces electricity that this fancy box turns into the correct frequency and wavelength and pulse type to momentarily stun fish. And while they're stunned, we net them, and as soon as they get out of the electrical field, if we've done everything like we're supposed to, they just immediately come back. So if we throw them in a bucket, they should immediately sort of regain normal composure.
As Jamie Roberts noted, fish live in an environment largely hidden from unaided human vision or hearing. So scientists and resource managers combine ancient technologies like nets with modern electronics to get the information needed to understand and properly manage fish in the aquatic areas that sustain them. Thanks to Dr. Roberts and the New River Valley Master Naturalist Chapter for permission to record this week's sounds. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.